Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a Nightbus jungle edit in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to do it the smart beginner way: build a simple loop, resample it, then chop it into a real arrangement that feels like a proper drum and bass tune. The vibe we're aiming for is dark, rainy, late night, a little cinematic, but still moving fast. Think of a Nightbus rolling through the city with chopped breaks, a moody chord loop, and a bass line that answers the drums instead of fighting them. That's the energy. Let's set up the session first. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and create 4 tracks: drums, bass, music or atmosphere, and resample print. Keep it clean and organized. Honestly, this matters more than people think. When your session is tidy, arranging feels way easier, especially as a beginner. Set the tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want a really classic jungle and DNB pocket, 172 BPM is a great place to land. Also, leave some headroom on the master. You do not want your rough mix slamming into red while you're still building the idea. Now let's make the musical loop. On your music or atmosphere track, load a simple stock sound, a chord stab, a pad, a piano motif, or a dark synth texture. Don't overthink the harmony. You're not writing a full pop song here. You just need a short loop that feels moody and interesting enough to sit over the drums. Keep it short, maybe 1 or 2 bars. That's a really important jungle mindset. In this style, smaller phrases often hit harder because they leave space for the breakbeat and bass movement. Now shape that sound a little. Add EQ 8 first and high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz so it stays out of the sub range. Then add auto filter if the sound is too bright, and use reverb with a modest decay, maybe around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, with just a little wet signal. The goal is atmosphere, not a giant wash. Great, now for the drums. On the drums track, build a basic jungle foundation with drum rack. You can use a kick, snare, hats, and maybe a break sample if you have one ready from the stock library. If you want the simplest starting point, just do snare on 2 and 4, a kick on 1, some extra kick movement before 3, and hats on offbeats or in light 16th note motion. If you have a break sample, layer it underneath or on top for that classic chopped energy. And here's a big beginner tip: do not make the drums too perfect. A little bit of off-grid movement can make a huge difference. Jungle groove often comes from tiny timing imperfections and velocity changes, not robotic quantization. Add drum bus to the drum track or drum group. Keep it subtle. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe a touch of boom if the kick needs weight. Then use EQ 8 to clean up any rumble below 30 Hz and tame harshness if the break starts getting brittle around the upper highs. Now let's create the bass. On the bass track, use a simple stock synth-like operator, wave-eatable or analog. For this style, a clean sine-based sub or a basic Soarese hybrid works great. You do not need a crazy sound design monster here. In fact, simpler is better. Start with a short phrase, maybe 2 to 4 notes. Keep the notes tight and leave gaps. That is a huge part of the call and response feel in jungle. The drums do one thing, the bass answers, then the drums come back. That back and forth creates momentum. If you're building a pure sub, keep it clean and mono. If you add distortion or saturation, do it lightly. Saturator can help it translate on small speakers, but don't overcook it. If you have a mid-bass layer, keep the sub separate and centered. In DNB, mono low end is non-negotiable. At this point, your loop should already feel like a little idea. But now we're going to make it interesting. This is where resampling comes in. Create a new audio track called Resample Print. Set the input to resampling, arm the track, and record 4 to 8 bars while the loop plays. You can print the full musical idea or just a section of it if you want to keep the capture more focused. A really good beginner approach is to print a few short passes instead of trying to grab the whole track at once. For example, make one clean print, then another with a filter move, then another with a bit more saturation or reverb. That way you get more usable material and make decisions faster. When you print, think about the function of each take. Name them in a useful way if you can, like intro filt, drop dirty, fill reverse, or atmo tail. That tiny bit of organization saves a lot of confusion later. Why does this matter so much in DNB and jungle? Because resampling turns your loop into audio you can actually perform with. You can chop it, reverse it, stretch it, mute pieces, and turn it into arrangement material instead of just a repeating idea. Now take that printed audio and start slicing it. You can drag it into a new audio track, or use slice to new MIDI track and turn it into playable pieces. If the audio is rhythmic, slice by transients. If it's more musical, You can slice by quarter notes or just manually cut it into sections. A very useful approach is to create a few different chunks, a filtered intro piece, a full power drop piece, a reverse transition piece, and maybe a one-shot impact or tail. This gives you instant arrangement tools. You're no longer staring at one loop. You're working with a little palette of movement. Now we start arranging. For a beginner-friendly DNB structure, think in simple sections. Bars 1 to 16 for the intro, bars 17 to 33 for the first drop, bars 33 to 41 for the breakdown or tension section, bars 41 to 57 for the second drop, and bars 57 to 65 for the outro. That doesn't have to be exact, but it gives your track shape, and shape is everything. Without shape, a loop just stays a loop. In the intro, keep it filtered and teasing. Let the atmosphere carry the scene. Maybe bring in a bit of break texture, a hint of bass, or a muted resample fragment. Make it feel like the track is approaching. Then hit the first drop. Bring in the full drums, the break energy, and the resampled musical phrase. This is where the call and response really comes alive. Let the bass answer the drums with short stabs or phrase endings. Don't overcrowd it. If the break is busy, the bass should simplify. If the bass holds a longer note, let the drums breathe a little. For the breakdown, pull energy back, use reverb, filter automation, maybe a reverse resample tail or a quieter chopped fragment. The point is contrast. The ear needs a reset so the next drop feels bigger. Then come back with the second drop variation. You do not need a totally new idea. In fact, using the same resample in a different order or with a different chop pattern is often enough. That's the beauty of this workflow. Same source, new movement. Let's talk transitions, because this is where the track starts feeling legit. Use short effects moves. In DNB, long transitions can kill momentum. Try a reverse hit before the drop, a little echo on the final stab, or a quick reverb swell on a snare. You can also automate auto-filter, so the music closes down before the drop, then opens back up after the downbeat hits. A classic little move is this. The filter closes over the last half bar, the drums do a small fill, a reverse tail leads into the downbeat, and then everything lands together. That kind of transition feels intentional and exciting without being too complicated. Now do a basic mix pass. Check your low end first. Keep the sub focused and centered. Use EQ8 to remove mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the mix gets cloudy, and tame harsh break fizz if the top end starts to bite too much. The atmosphere should support the track, not fight the drums and bass. If the kick disappears when the bass comes in, do not immediately reach for more plugins. First, simplify the bass rhythm. In drum and bass, arrangement fixes usually beat mix fixes. A few common mistakes to watch out for: resampling too late, letting the atmosphere own the low end, filling every bar with too many notes, making the bass stereo in the low frequencies, and forgetting to vary sections. The track needs contrast. It needs space. It needs to feel like it is moving forward. Here's a really useful teacher tip. Think of this as a performance edit, not a perfect loop. Small imperfections make it feel alive. Tiny gaps, chop tails, a note landing slightly early, or a slightly rough resample can all help the edit feel more human and more energetic. If you want to take it further, print three versions of the same idea, one clean and filtered for the intro, one mid-heavy for the drop, and one exaggerated with more echo or reverb for transitions. That gives you a mini palette without needing more sounds. And if you want to get extra musical with it, try swapping the resample order instead of writing a whole new section. Put the main phrase on different beats, remove the low end for the breakdown, or use one chopped version as a fake call and response against the drums. That alone can create a really strong second half. So let's recap. Build a short dark loop, a simple break, and a clean bass foundation. Resample early, so you can chop and rearrange the material into a jungle edit. Keep the sub mono, keep the breaks punchy, and make sure something changes every few bars. Use Ableton's stock tools like EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, Echo, Reverb, Utility, and Warp to shape the vibe. The big takeaway is this. In DNB, strong edits come from contrast, space, and intentional resampling. You do not need a massive sound design setup. You need a good loop, a solid print, and a smart arrangement. For homework, try making a 45-second Nightbiss jungle sketch using just one atmosphere loop, one bass sound, one break pattern, one resampled audio print, and a maximum of 3 FX moves. Print your idea at least twice, slice one resample into 4 pieces, and build a structure with an intro, drop, breakdown, and a second drop variation. Keep it simple, keep it moving, and listen back to whether it feels like a real phrase or just a loop. That's the lesson. Now go make that rainy late night edit and let the resampling do the heavy lifting.